Women's basketball assistant coach Maria Kaza with us here on this Huskies Drive Time, assistant coaches edition of Huskies Drive Time. Good morning, coach. How are you?
Good morning, Derek. I'm good.
That's good. It is early a little bit. It's cold out there this morning, 18 degrees, but we can handle it, right?
Yes, of course. We can handle anything up here.
Yeah, congratulations on another very successful weekend. You know, it's great. You have to win games at home, but it's never easy to win games on the road. And boy, the ladies played really well in both games on the road this week. And talk a little bit about your thoughts on the Thursday and Saturday game.
Definitely happy with the results. I think, you know, anytime we can get two road wins, that's huge. And to be on that bus with four wins overall was really exciting to make the trip home a little easier. Thursday, I think, you know, we made the right adjustments at halftime. We were getting beat up on the glass a little bit. And in the second half, we kind of flip-flopped that stat line and got on the boards a little harder and really kind of changed the flow of that game and gave ourselves a chance to win down the stretch. And we had a great bounce back, I think, from Morgan Anderson, who had probably the toughest 33 minutes she's had here, and then to finish plays down the stretch, she was awesome. And Kelly Guy kept us in the game all day, and Danny Blake was, you know, kind of proved again and again that she's probably the best defender in the league. In our opinion, she is. And then on Saturday against Saginaw, a game definitely where we wish we would have played a little bit better. You know, when you turn a team over 26 times like we did, you kind of hope that you're not in an 8-point game. And I think we need to take their miscues and turn them into more deflating plays for them. But overall, again, we found a way to win down the stretch on the road, and we're definitely happy where we're at right now.
Wait, deflating? You weren't deflating basketballs down there, were you?
I knew I shouldn't have used that word at this time.
Coach, in that Hillsdale game, seemed like a kind of a microcosm of our season. You know, down the stretch, it seems like we make the plays that we need to make to either get a lead or hold a lead and come out on top. And it seems like game in and game out, that's been our MO. Is, you know, we get in a close game, and you know, maybe even we're down at halftime, and but yet down the stretch, this team finds a way to get it done.
Yeah, definitely. And the awesome part is it's always somebody different. I mean, there's been games where Jillian Ritchie's made 7 threes, where Danny Blake is unstoppable. You know, Kelly Guy's just a pure shooter. Brenna had a huge second half at Saginaw. I mean, it's always kind of somebody, and I talked about Morgan. Somebody's always ready for the challenge, and it's just kind of a matter of who's in that position on that day. And, you know, we're able to make the plays. This team is, they have one goal, and that's to win the game they're playing in, and that's, it's been working for us.
Here with the assistant coach Maria Kaza, the Michigan Tech women's basketball team. Coach, you're 15-1 overall. Did you have any ideas at the beginning of the season that this was a possibility for this team?
Coach and I talked about this for a long time yesterday. I personally don't even think that we're 15-1. We're having a lot of fun coaching this group. I think they're having a lot of fun. That's not the first thing that comes to our mind. You just kind of get ready for the next game. But if someone told me at the beginning of the season we'd be 15-1, I don't think I would have taken that for sure, but I don't know if I would have believed it right away. And I think Coach talked about it last night at Huskies Night Out. You know, every game has been big. We hadn't beaten Duluth in a while. Mankato and Concordia were top 25 teams. So it seems like every game has had, you know, a storyline behind it, and we had to get the win. And, you know, we've been able to do that for the majority of our games.
Not only did we get the two wins over the weekend, Wayne State, who entered the weekend tied with us record-wise in the GLIAC, even though they're in the South Division, got their second loss. How important now is it to try to stay ahead of them as we head down the stretch here, knowing that the top team is going to host the GLIAC tournament?
I mean, it's huge standings-wise. There's still so much basketball left, and we know that. I mean, it's 10 games, and the North, everyone is going to beat everybody up. We're just trying to take, you know, especially this next 5 games in 10 days, not just one game at a time, but really one day at a time, making sure that we're preparing to be our best every game. And the cushion is nice. I mean, not that one game is a big cushion, but to have made that separation is certainly helpful. But we still have to take care of business. But the advantage is definitely we have put ourselves in a position where we control our own destiny. It's a long time to have that, but we should be confident where we're at and just play the way that we're playing and the way we're capable of playing. and hopefully things turn out the way they've been going.
You've done a nice job this morning, Coach, of working in as many cliches as possible. We've got one game at a time, controlling our own destiny. Can you give us a 110% in there somewhere, too?
No.
We're looking forward to the weekend. Now, give us an idea of what Northwood and Lake State and then Northern, you know, we'll have three games before our next Huskies drive time next Tuesday, what those three teams are going to bring into the SDC gym.
Northwood's a really good team. They're always a tough matchup for us. That being said, I think since I've been here, they've had the same cast of players, and so I think we have a good feel of what they're going to do. They're going to push the tempo a little bit, try and get us out of our game. You know, they're high pressure defensively and then very fast offensively. But with the same players and the same system they've been running, I think the players have just gotten better and better running that system. And they're hungry to win as seniors. So our focus is to not let their desperation to kind of jump in the standings be greater than ours. So that's Northwood. Lake State, they have a new coach. They're playing really well. They're playing everybody within, you know, 7 to 10 point games. They've snuck a few out in the GLIAC, and I haven't watched a ton of tape on them quite yet, but I know that they're doing a good job defensively. I think they're having a harder time putting the ball in the basket, so hopefully we keep that going when they come here. And then Northern is going to be Tech Northern. I mean, it doesn't matter where you're at in the standings. It's Tech Northern. We're going to roll the ball out, and it's going to be just a hard-fought, typical Tech Northern game. Same thing kind of with Northwood. They have a huge senior class this year. I don't think they've won at Michigan Tech, so, you know, we hope to keep it that way.
Well, we appreciate your time, Coach. The women's basketball team, along with the men's basketball team, I think a lot of us, a lot of our community, maybe takes how good these teams are for granted. We're so used to winning, and how tough it is each and every game is sometimes, I think, lost on a lot of people. And we want to make sure everybody gets out and supports these teams. Game time for the women on Thursday will be at 5:30, on Saturday afternoon at 1. And tickets are available at the ticket office, 487-2073. Coach, good luck this weekend.
Thank you very much.
Maria Kaza here on Mix 93, assistant coach of the women's basketball team. We have more Huskies Drive Time coming up in just a moment.